Well, good morning, everybody. Brad and Rusty, if you could step in, and so we could kind of close the doors to not disturb the rest of the patrons at the library. Good morning, everybody. I'm Rob Hogue. I am a state senator from Cedar Rapids and also coordinate an all-volunteer organization called Iowa Climate Advocates. We are here today to hear from a series of people who will be asking Iowans to remember Hurricane Sandy, to remember the victims of that disaster and other disasters, to renew our support for the survivors, and to commit ourselves to taking more action in the future to prevent and prepare for future disasters. That's the goal today. We have a series of public events around the state in Fairfield, Dubuque, Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Davenport over the next week to commemorate Hurricane Sandy. And as Iowans, we have experienced disasters like floods, drought, and tornadoes. We understand what it means when people suffer the trauma and the heartache of disasters. We also understand the economic cost of these disasters. And Hurricane Sandy was a big one. And it was only a year ago. A year ago today, it formed in the Atlantic Ocean. A week later, on October 29th, it made landfall, bringing record storm surges to New York and New Jersey, breaking the old records for storm surges by more than 3 feet. And it killed 117 Americans, and it cost our country more than $70 billion. Since Hurricane Sandy, we have seen even more disasters, including floods and drought in Iowa, deadly floods in Texas, Arkansas, and Missouri, tornadoes in Oklahoma, record heat in Alaska, deadly wildfires in Colorado and Arizona, the extreme early fall blizzard in South Dakota that killed approximately 100,000 cattle, and the unprecedented flooding in Colorado last month. Around the world, we've seen similar disasters, and what we're calling on is for Iowans to remember the victims of Hurricane Sandy and these other disasters, to renew our support for the survivors, and to commit to the action that we need to prepare for and prevent future disasters. So with that, I'm going to introduce the Reverend Susan Guy, who is the Executive Director of Iowa Interfaith Power and Light, one of the partners in this effort. Susan.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm honored to be here today representing Iowa Interfaith Power and Light and our many supporters all across the state of Iowa. As people of faith, we are especially concerned about the moral and ethical implications of climate change. Superstorm Sandy had dramatic impacts on the most vulnerable citizens of the East Coast, just as Hurricane Katrina did on those in the Gulf Coast region years earlier. We know that people of faith are incredibly generous, and we have seen over and over again examples of congregations that are responding through disaster relief programs to address the needs of those hardest hit by these and other disasters. But the reality is that unless we address climate change and work for policies that are going to lower our greenhouse gas emissions, congregations are going to have to continue to ramp up their efforts in disaster relief programs as we see more and more of these kinds of climate disasters. Today and all this week, as we remember the victims of Hurricane Sandy, I would ask all of us to make a pledge to work together to address climate change for the benefit of the most vulnerable in our society and for our children and future generations. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Next, I'd like to invite a Des Moines High School student, Glory Day Philippone. Glory Day.
Hi, my name is Glory Day Philippone. I am 15 years old, and I'm a part of the organization I Matter, Kids vs. Global Warming. First of all, I'd like to thank Senator Hogue for the opportunity to be here. It's very honored. To me, people are why disasters like Hurricane Sandy matter. We need to remember the children who died, and most importantly, we need to prevent future disasters. Scientists expect disasters related to climate change to increase, which will affect my generation and yours. Please remember the victims of Hurricane Sandy and act to fight climate change. You can do that by attending any of these events across the state to commemorate the first anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. All I'm asking you to do is speak up, take charge, and act now, or nothing's going to change. Thank you.
Thank you, Glory Day. Now I'd like to ask another one of our partners, Zach Davis with Organizing for Action. Zach.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for the opportunity to be here. I'm the state coordinator of Organizing for Action here in Iowa. OFA volunteers across the state continue to organize in their communities around climate change at every level, from raising awareness about the benefits of switching to clean energy to supporting the president's climate change plan and asking Congress to take action to combat the serious threats that climate change poses. In the year since Hurricane Sandy, too many Americans have encountered increasingly extreme weather that is characteristic of climate change. Our personal experiences, our economic interests, and our obligation to future generations all call for a concentrated national effort to address climate change before it's too late. We know that 97% of scientists agree that it's real, it's man-made, and the time to act is now. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Next, I'm going to ask one of our hosts for one of our events, Kathleen Bascom, who is the Dean of the Cathedral Church of St. Paul here in Des Moines, to invite people to attend the event at the cathedral.
We invite everyone to come Friday to downtown Des Moines, 9th and High Street, St. Paul's Historic Church. It's across from 801 Grand. We'll gather with people from around the globe, actually, some from Africa, who also endure flooding and many climate-related issues. So please join with us. We simply will be remembering our brothers and sisters on the Eastern Seaboard and their suffering last year, and also we'll be seeking inspiration for what we can all do as stewards of the earth. Please come.
Thank you, Kathleen. And that event will be 5:30 Friday, October 25th at the Cathedral Church of St. Paul in downtown Des Moines. Next, I'd like to invite John Friedrich. John Friedrich is a representative of the national organization Climate Parents. He just happened to be in Iowa visiting his family, and I was able to convince him to take a little time away from his folks and come over and join us today to talk about Climate Parents and the national effort to remember Hurricane Sandy. John.
Good morning. I'm, as Rob said, John Friedrich with Climate Parents. We're a national organization of parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles working together for climate and clean energy solutions for the sake of our children and grandchildren. And like Senator Hogue said, I was born and raised in Iowa, as was my wife Kim, who's a Dad Bob Carr walked in Senator Hogue's shoes previously as a state senator from Dubuque, and we have a 7-year-old daughter, Rosie, who certainly motivates my work at Climate Parents. Live in California now, where Climate Parents is based, and we're supporting events around the country to commemorate victims of Sandy and other disasters, beginning today in Iowa. And I think everyone here should feel proud that, you know, the Iowans are taking the lead on addressing this issue. You know, as parents, the deep love we feel for our children compels us to do everything in our power to keep our children safe. You know, we cover up electrical outlets, we put up barriers at the top of stairs, or keep poisons out of their reach. You know, parents know what to do when it comes to protecting our children. But in a world where the current and future safety of our children and grandchildren is increasingly imperiled by climate change, you know, we parents need to make preparing for and preventing climate change part of our job description. UNICEF issued a report last month that said climate change is perhaps the greatest challenge facing children today. Children of today and subsequent generations will bear the brunt of climate change and the higher cost of not taking action today. So as Superstorm Sandy reminded us forcefully 1 year ago, we're not just talking about future threats to our children from climate change. You know, that tragic event broke the hearts of countless families, including the mother of Brandon and Connor Moore, ages 2 and 4, who were swept away from their mother's arms by a wall of floodwater. Superstorm Sandy and the countless climate change associated extreme weather events that have occurred before and since. Remind us of the need to come together for the sake of our children and all that we love, to make our communities as resilient and prepared as possible before the next storm, flood, wildfire, or drought. Sandy reminds us of the urgent need to unite to make a rapid transition to clean energy, energy that is kid-safe and climate-safe, so that we create the kind of future our kids deserve. And truly, our kids are counting on us to take bold action now. So I'm excited about what we can do together as parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles to turn the tide on climate change, to create a world that is truly worthy of our children, and it's time to get to work. Thank you.
Well, thank you, John. Well, so let me just make some concluding remarks at a personal level for me. Having represented Cedar Rapids during the flood of 2008, I know the emotional and economic consequences of disasters like this. It is very difficult, but if you think about it, for a community like Cedar Rapids, it was a $5 billion disaster and nobody died. And last year at this time, as we watched Hurricane Sandy approach and then hit our country, it makes it difficult, right? The degree of damage that they sustained makes the damage that we've suffered pale by comparison. I wrote at the time that I had been watching a lot of news about Hurricane Sandy, trying to imagine how people are coping with a disaster that is much worse than our flood was. At the time, it was 90 deaths, hundreds of cities and towns inundated by ocean water and debris and strong winds that knocked out power, the lack of transportation, electricity, and gasoline that was so necessary for their recovery. I got an email back from a former constituent who had moved to New Jersey, and she had lost her home in New Jersey, just like she had lost her home in Iowa in the floods of 2008. And she said, "I seem to have bad luck with water-related weather events." And it was great to see an email from my home state caring about everyone out here and the encouragement of help. That's what we're here today about, is to remember those people who died in Hurricane Sandy and the other disasters, to renew our support for the survivors, and to do what we can to safeguard our people and our property and our future. And I would encourage everybody to get involved. Do you have questions for any of the speakers or any of the other assembled guests?
First, Kathleen with a K.
Kathleen.
C-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. And what's your last name?
Bascom, B-A-S-C-O-M. And she is the very reverend dean of the cathedral. You can put the reverend. Although she is the very reverend. She is the very reverend.
Just one question, and I don't know who would like to address it, but there's not going to be a response to climate change until there's a political resolution of whether it is deemed to be real or not real.
Yeah. A couple thoughts on that. First of all, the scientific community, I think, has been pretty clear that it is real, it is primarily human caused, and we need to deal with it. It's a danger to our future. Just last Friday, 156 Iowa scientists from 36 colleges and universities expressed another statement about the dangers of climate change, and a newspaper reporter who's not here, in order to create a controversy about that, found a guy out of state, Patrick Michaels, who describes himself as a lukewarmer. That's not much of a controversy. So I think somebody referred to the 97% of scientists, but I think the issue is settled. Here's what I want to say about this event, though. Even if you are an Iowan who, for whatever reason, just doesn't believe that climate change is real, I think the evidence is clear that person is wrong. But even if you are one of those people, that doesn't take away your obligation to remember the victims, to support the survivors, or to commit to prevent future disasters. They are happening. The deaths and destruction from Hurricane Sandy was real, just like the destruction from the flood of 2008 was real, just like the man who died in New Hartford in flooding, that was real. There is a reality to this issue that cannot be denied and cannot be ignored, and we all need to work together to address those issues. I happen to believe that a major part of addressing that issue happens to be reducing greenhouse gas emissions. I think the scientific conclusion is clear with that. But even if a person doesn't, you've still got to deal with the reality of this issue. The people who in Oklahoma who voted against Hurricane Sandy relief but then turned around and need help after the tornadoes devastated more Oklahoma. The people in Colorado who voted against Hurricane Sandy relief but then turned around and need the federal government's help from the floods in Colorado. We are all in this together, and we need to remember that and work together to deal with this threat to our future.
How frustrating is it to have the report come out last Friday and still, you know, every session we hear people stand up for points of personal privilege in your own chamber and argue against it?
You know what, Richard? It is okay to be skeptical. It is okay to skepticism is a healthy quality, but you've got to pay attention to what's going on around the world. And we are seeing more of these disasters with greater severity. We just averted what could have been a major catastrophe in India with Cyclone Phalen, right? And everybody's sort of, okay, well, that happened, that's gone, right? Only 23 people died. But the reality is, even there are over 500,000 people who are homeless today because of that event, and we need to there's a reality to those things that we need to respond to, and people need to pay attention to what's happening around the world.
What sort of actual actions are you urging people to do that they can do in their real life every day rather than just, you know, theoretically you must do something?
Well, there, Richard, are 1,000 things for people to do, but this week is about remembering the victims of Hurricane Sandy and the other disasters. It is about renewing our support for those people, and is about committing in the future to taking action to prevent and prepare for disasters. That's what we want people to do this week, is to come together as Iowans and remember that these events have real consequences for real people.
Do you have a website for people to find out about these events?
They're available at iowaclimateadvocates.org. OFA has it available at my.barackobama.com. Anybody else have them posted on a website?
We're in transition.
Yeah, may. Climate Parents have a website on this?
Yeah, climateparents.org is another one.
Climateparents.org.